You're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 Yes.
I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
180 degrees. New direction. Good morning, mail handlers and postal employees all over the world. This is that guy, Kenny Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio. Hey, I'm on this podcast today. I don't know. I'm still trying to set some shit straight. I said what I said. Listen, folks, I'm going to do a quick postal podcast today on Article 15. Let me tell you why Article 15 is such a stickler for Branch President Hodge. See, Article 15 is the article that the local president used to trump up some BS charges and allegations that I had 20 late grievances. And I know some of you might say, let it go, Ken, let it go, but I can't. Something about people thinking I am that inefficient, that bothers me, and I'm going to address it. But I've grown, I've grown, so I can address it without name calling, which I very much want to do, but I'm not going to. I'm going to have a professional podcast here. But again, as you can tell by my voice, I think it's crazy. And I guess if I was Mike Tyson, I would think this is ludicrous. Yeah, I think this is ludicrous what the local president is doing to me right now. Yeah, as you can tell, I like to have fun when I'm on the microphone. So again, you can look at that as cockiness or whatever you want to look at it as. Let's just... Kenny Hodge having fun. And if you think I'm having fun now, wait till we start having our local 304 podcast. That's going to be a blast. Hey, but here we go. Article 15. Let me give you a little background real quick, but I'm not going to keep you more than 15 minutes, as the preacher would always say, in my closing, which goes on about 30 minutes. But here we go. Article 15. Article 15 deals with grievances, grievance procedure. Now, let me tell you something, and here is another instance of what Branch President Hodge means when I say the more we study, we can stand from a firmer position and follow along with me, if you will. When I speak of standing in a firmer position, follow along with me, if you will, there is no feeling like engaging in a conversation that you have prepared for, meaning you have studied, you are well versed in whatever that particular conversation is, and in this case, it's the grievance procedure. And if you understand that there are time limits that must be adhered to on both sides, and you know that you know that you know, when the agency tries to give you this fluff about we'll meet with you later or we'll do it another day, you understand. I've read Article 15. And Article 15 tells me the only way you're going to miss this appointment is there is a mutual agreement. Now, just because you said we're going to meet in a week, that doesn't make it mutual. Again, this is what I mean, standing on a position of power. So, anyway, let's read here for a second. I'm in Article 15.2, and I'm on the bottom of page 80, where we're talking about step twos. Quick recap. You followed step one. You sat down and had a conversation with management. Management comes back to you and says, not buying anything you're selling right now. So, So then you agree. He signs and puts a date on it. This is where my conversation picks up at this point. Again, you've had the step one. It has been denied. You have a dated step one denial form. Now you prepare your step two grievance form
And that step two grievance form, you're going to send to labor to get a date stamp. Once you have that date stamp, we start the clock in motion. And that clock says, and again, I'm skipping, I'm Article 15.2, page 81, subparagraph C. And it reads as follows. The installation head or designee will meet with a steward or a union representative as expeditiously as possible, but no later than 7 days following receipt of the step two appeal, unless the parties agree upon a later date. And I got to stop right there because I want to explain what I just read. Once we have that step two date stamped on it from labor, management has got 7 days, maximum of 7 days, not to schedule a meeting, but to have a meeting. Now, again, in Columbus, we had a unique situation because they just kind of, being how my step two designee for management 2 months ago was actually the union branch president. I guess there was a little testosterone being thrown around there. And he felt he didn't have to meet with me as per Article 15.2, paragraph C. And I was determined to let him know, doesn't matter what you felt, this is what is going to happen. So I thought. So I began to mark my cases, all my step two cases. 7 days after the date, they're stamped in by management. And I make a determination if the step management labor rep at step two want to play games. Well, let's play a little game here. It's called, how well do you understand what you just read? So, 7 days go by, no meeting from management. I certify the case, send it to Florida, send it to Washington, and send a copy to my local. Now, here's what happens now. Because all these cases, and I'm going to say it was around 20 cases, were sent up without a step two meeting. And I hate to say this, but I'm going to speak as freely as I've always spoken. There is where I believe some collusion. And again, listen to me very carefully. I, as in Kenneth Hodges, I believe collusion between postal management and my local president took place. And somehow they did the Jedi mind trick on those grievances. Instead of understanding that the agency was late responding to 20 step twos, they got together and flipped it around and said branch president Hodge was late. And as crazy as that might sound, here's my real challenge to them. I challenge any member in local 304 that's had has good rapport with the local president to produce evidence that Ken Hodge had 20 late grievances. Now, and let me tell you something, so that I don't want to put an open challenge out there. You have to understand, I still maintain that there was under the table meeting between my local president and postal management at some level in order to say that grievances that are late by the agency are going to be charged as late by the union, and the union buys off on that. So what's going to happen is this. Because of the complicity, because of the interactions of my local headquarters and the agency, I would not be surprised if they produce letters saying, I have late grievances. But here's the ultimate, and again, I have to say this, here's the ultimate proof that, again, there's some collusion going on that should not be going on between the agency and my local headquarters. I can show you the date a grievance was date stamped. I can show you a certified package where the grievances were sent out of my office as a result of the management step two official violating Article 15.2, paragraph C. I can show you all of that. And then my local president will probably be able to show you a letter from the agency saying that my grievances were late. Now, all I'm saying to you is this, and this is how we verify, because I want you to understand something, and this is the reason I'm going to spend a lot of time on disclaiming a lot of what you hear about me. When you get, just do me a favor, stewards, this is to all the stewards now, and local presidents, excuse me, and branch presidents. When you get into your office, do me a favor. Take a look at the date your step ones were denied. In other words, the date that you have, the date your step one was denied, which means you're appealing to step two, and it's got a labor stamp on it. How about looking at that date and seeing, did you have your step two meeting within 7 days as per 15-2C? Because if you didn't, you've done your member a disservice. Because let me tell you something, and again, now I'm going to speak from my past life as a postal manager. Headquarters is never happy when we have to send grievances up because they failed to meet with us. Now, you might not know that, again, because you never sat in that seat where you had to respond to headquarters. But let me tell you, headquarters did not take a liking to a step two labor rep because you can't keep a 7-day contractual item. And I promise you that. Now, again, you may hear, well, we want to do what's in best interest of the member. Yes, what's in best interest of the member is to send that grievance forward and continue to send them forward so headquarters understand that their step two labor reps are not acting in compliance with Article 15-2, paragraph C. And I guarantee that someone from headquarters, postal headquarters, the agency headquarters, will be contacting labor reps and the whole downline to find out what's going on. But union reps, when you sit there and you hold that grievance 20 days, 30 days, waiting for management to make themselves available, again, you don't bargain from a position of strength. You bargain from a position of weakness, and you bargain from a position that says, I'm going to take whatever you give me, not I'm going to take what is rightfully mine as per a national labor contract. This is what I mean when I say bargain from a position of strength. And let me tell you, we owe that to our members. And just as I close out on that little piece there, Article 15.2C, again, stewards, if you think I'm just a lot of hot air, if you think I don't have any idea or any skills or any experience to fill the role as your local president, then I ask you to, here's a challenge. Look at the grievances in your office. Again, look at the date of the step two appeal, which is your date stamp from labor, and look at the date that you had the step two meeting. The step two meeting, if it is longer than 7 days, you should have a written letter of extension. You won't have that. So when you see where just by the union not adhering to strict time limits, we do our members a disservice. And I want to close out with this when we talk about not being equal or fair. Always remember, if the union is late at presenting our case at a step, management 99.9% of the time is going to close that grievance out untimely. You lost the grievance because you were not on time. Now, let me explain this to you. And yes, I said spleen, in the words of longtime Cubano actor Vicky Ricardo. Let me explain this to you. But now, on the other side of that coin, if the agency is late, we get to send that grievance up to the next step and annotate, agency failed to meet with the union. Now,
that don't seem right.
Unlike us, meaning if we're late, that case will probably be dismissed. If they're late, they've got the power card to have it remanded back to the lower level to be adjudicated or to be resolved.
That's not
now,
right.
Now, let me tell you, but that seems unfair. But now, again, years in the post office teach me that when that grievance gets remanded back down, there's pressure on that management step two individual to now resolve that. Again, it empowers the position from which we stand if we take advantage of it. So again, you check your grievances. Check to make sure that from the date of your step one appeal that you're holding that step two meeting within 7 days. And if you're not, simply start doing it. But let me tell you something. You might want to advise management in writing, yes, I did that also, that you're going to enforce this. Because although this has been in Article 15, probably as long as it's been in Article 15, not too many people adhere to it. And I'm not asking for those who do or who don't. Check your grievances. And if you're not in line with that, I'm simply saying, let's get in line with it. Watch how much more power or how powerful your position now becomes. Okay? And again, all we're doing is following the contract. So listen, got a little wound up here today because, you know, Article 15.2c is a personal article. Again, that's what the current local president is trying to say. Yeah, he's trying to say that was one of my major violations. Only he just said I had 20 late grievances. And by the way, there was never any evidence of anything I've been accused. But let it be known, Local 304 and mail handlers, I'm still a suspended president only because the local president has an issue with me. And he has the authority to just take me out of office, just pervert the will of all my folks in Columbus, Ohio. But again, you know what? I'm going to stay the course. I believe that the only reason that door closed on me is because a greater door is going to open for me. So here I go. Again, I'm always trying to put information in front of you to let you know that I am the man for this job. I am the person to lead Local 304, despite what rumors or allegations you hear about me. I like to say I take pride in what I do, and I know you're going to like the way I lead. Hey, it's been a little longer than 15 minutes today, but I want you to understand 180 degrees, new direction. Hey, get on board the campaign, and let's make it a way of life.